Carolina.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilkes.
Good morning, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The man who put the fly in Fly Jock. The woman who put the brain in Brainiac. And the brother who put the color in white women. Last night was tidy tight. Oh, it was tidy tight. President Obama came out the gate at last night. The base setting the record straight. Was he great or was he great?
He was great.
At one point during the debate last night, I thought President Obama was going to say, "Mother, you have amnesia." Mannequin Mitt was giving President Obama, that's what I call a mannequin Mitt. He was giving President Obama all kinds of accolades. He was all on a president to pistachio. Commander in chief cashew. Oh, I know that was driving the Republicans crazy. I would have loved to have been a fly on a fundraiser wall to hear all the shit they were saying last night. Especially when Mannequin Mitt say, "Don't attack me, I'm rich." I call Romney Mannequin Mitt because he reminds me of those mannequins in the Old Navy commercial.
He does.
Anyway, did you hear Mannequin Mitt say the president went on an apology tour?
Right.
Like he was weak? Apology tour? Mother freaking Mannequin, you need to go on an apology tour. And apologize to the 47 percenters, Big Bird, and all the women you put in those binders. Apology tour. I can't believe he said some dumb mitt like that. And Bin Laden about the president's leadership role. Sybil, what's the moderator dude name? Was that the dude from The Equalizer?
Bob Schieffer from CBS.
No, I don't know. He looked like the dude from The Equalizer to me.
I haven't heard that show.
But what I know, I'm a 47%er. Can I have things that 47%ers say for $400, Alex? Hey, I'm surprised Mitt Romney even have a driver's license, because I'm telling you, all he had to do was tell the driver instructor, "I know what you asked me, but I don't want to talk about parallel parking." Mannequin Mitt didn't answer Shiggity last night on Foreign Policy.
No, sir.
I heard he watched We Are the World to prepare for his debate on Foreign Policy. And the line of the night, the zinger of all zings, the straw that broke the dromedary's back.
Yes.
Is when President Obama hit Mannequin Mitt with the horses and bayonets line. Obama said, "You mentioned the Navy, for example. And that we have fewer ships than we did in 1960. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets." When President Obama said horses and bayonets, I spit my yoo-hoo all over the hug shack. I said, "What the Macy Gray with a shank just happened?" Oh, he sunk this battleship with that shit. Checkmate, debate over. Did you see when the debate was over and one of Mannequin Mitt's grandkids run up to the president like
yes.
He wanted President Obama's autograph?
Yes.
I said, "Oh, his little ass just lost his inheritance." And speaking of horses and bayonets, what the hell is going on with Cat Williams and Faison Love?
Oh, well.
You got to tune in.
Coming up. Faison Love tells his side of the story.
I heard he pulled a gun on Faison. Faison said he owed him $50,000. Faison said he on drugs. Who the hell give a drug addict $50,000? I gave my uncle $50. That was 3 years ago. I still want my VCR back.